InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Nitrous oxide gas is meant to be used in medical settings. It's not for recreation. Misuse can be deadly, yet the product is now more accessible than ever. InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony has the story. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. Nitrous oxide, or you may know it as laughing gas, is a substance commonly used in dental procedures and even whipped cream canisters. But behind its seemingly harmless nickname lies a growing public health concern. A new study, published in JAMA Network Open, reports nitrous oxide-related deaths in the U.S. spiked by more than 500% between 2010 and 2023. Joining us is one of the researchers behind the first comprehensive study of these fatalities. Dr. Andrew Yockey is an assistant professor of public health at the University of Mississippi. Welcome to InfoTrack.
Thank you for having me.
So that is quite a significant spike in nitrous oxide-related deaths over the past 14 years or so. Why the dramatic rise?
You know, we're really pointing to two things. One is the availability of certain products that's really now available on gas stations, Amazon, with great flavors and really interesting packaging. So really ease of access and accessibility is starting to increase. But then you're starting to see a lot more awareness associated with the deaths. And so our research is really pointed kind of like the first epidemiological investigation into this. And so our research is now pointing to modeling why these increases are happening and really taking a more national and global approach.
Your research addresses the accessibility and perceived harmlessness of nitrous oxide. How much of the danger lies in public misconceptions versus just how toxic it really is?
Yeah. When you think of nitrous oxide, you think of just going to the dentist office, right? These are gases used by trained professionals. And so really, it's a harmless gas in medical settings. But when you talk about nitrous oxide misuse, that's when it can get really dangerous. These are products that are really toxic to one's body. Oxygen deprivation, vitamin B12 deficiency can also cause deaths. I've actually spoken to several parents who have lost their children, unfortunately, due to nitrous oxide poisoning. So these are products that are not meant to be played around with.
And as you mentioned, these products are sold legally in gas stations and online. They have flavors like cotton candy and mango. So it's no surprise that the marketing of these products, seemingly targeted at kids, has led to the problem of misuse.
Absolutely. When you think about campaigns that have happened in substance use literature, we've seen this with Big Tobacco. Big Tobacco was using flavors like menthol and really cool packaging that really was marketed to communities of color and young adults and kids. And we're starting to see a repeat. Kind of the flavors that you mentioned, cotton candy, blueberry. These are flavors that are appealing even to young people like myself. And so they're taking these marketing strategies that have been already used and they're rehashing them again. And also to your point, yes, these products are legal under a clause under the Food and Drug Administration Act. And so some of our research as well, we're tracking the marketing of these products. And it seems like every other day there is a brand new product with a brand new flavor and a really cool packaging.
I thought this stat was startling. Eighth graders, so we're talking 13 and 14-year-olds here, comprise a large portion of those misusing inhalants. What are some of the signs that parents, teachers, or peers, for that matter, should look for that might indicate someone is using nitrous oxide recreationally?
If you look at national data, especially for monitoring the future, eighth graders are some of the first people to use inhalants. And it really doesn't have to be nitrous oxide. When you think of inhalants, think of people sniffing Sharpies or people sniffing glue or even gasoline. And again, as the eighth graders kind of mature throughout adolescence, they will eventually move on to other drugs. But some of the signs that you should be looking for and parents should be looking for: impulsive behavior, slurred speech, nausea, vomiting, Also, brief loss of coordination and balance. One of the major side effects of nitrous oxide misuse is that you can actually have paralysis in your body and lose autonomic function. And some short-term after effects as well, headaches, fatigue, muscle weakness. One of the other signs that I've seen, not only in people, but through our literature, is that you will notice a very stark cognitive decline. People will start to have memory problems, they can't think straight, and that affects so many different things, walking difficulties, basic day-to-day functions. And so these are some of the signs that we have really seen in our literature, but then we're starting to see in college students as well.
So given the neurological and physical risks, some of which you just mentioned, things like paralysis or even death, what kind of national surveillance system or policy response would you like to see put in place to better monitor and reduce this type of harm?
One of the things that has just blown my mind, I actually learned about this problem from my students, and I was kind of blown away that these products are even being marketed. But then talking to parents who unfortunately lost their children to nitrous oxide poisoning, one parent in particular I'm working with, the person used nitrous oxide a couple years ago and is still recovering. I'd like to see a multi-level surveillance system, definitely looking at the data, using national health surveys to monitor trends, looking at the frequency and source, but definitely heavy regulation here. These are products that should have never hit the shelves. There is no public health benefit to these products. And, you know, in my opinion, the companies that are selling these products, they know what they're doing. So obviously, these products need to either be removed off the shelves or heavily regulated. But then even moving forward, monitoring whether or not people are buying them off the dark web or they're getting it from another source, but then also expanding treatment options, especially looking at inhalant abuse, which is quite rare, but essentially I'd like to see a more holistic approach to treatment, but then also working with poison control centers, maybe some state senators and local legislatures to really monitor this problem.
How do you respond to the viewpoint that there are bigger drug crises, particularly in this country, but also globally, like fentanyl, opioids, things like that? Why should we focus now on nitrous oxide?
Talking with my co-author, Dr. Rachel Hoopsick, we're kind of just wondering, again, why people are using these products. And we've done work with fentanyl and heroin, cocaine, methamphetamine. And so really not to mitigate those crises, but at the end of the day, no one should be dying from nitrous oxide poisoning. It's kind of one of those very rare events, especially looking at the data and the history. I would say probably one a year have died from nitrous oxide poisoning. But then when you get to 2010, 2023, that's when you started to see the rapid increase. And so in 2023, 156 people died from nitrous oxide poisoning, which is almost unheard of. And our research is showing as well that some other drugs, some other street designer drugs are really being used now with nitrous oxide. And so at the end of the day, is this kind of like a COVID problem? Is it kind of big in magnitude? It's getting there. Again, I've talked to parents, I've talked to university officials that this is a burgeoning problem that has really gotten a little attention here and there, but it's died away. And we're hoping with this research to really put a spotlight on the dangers of use.
We'll be keeping an eye on it. Dr. Andrew Yockey from the University of Mississippi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
Next, the magic of compound interest. That story as InfoTrack continues.
You're listening to InfoTrack. More after this.